Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
Let's talk.
Hi, everyone. We're back again for another episode of Bread and Wine. It's Andy's birthday.
Yay!
And I didn't buy him anything. And so he requested an episode of Bread and Wine, and how could I say no?
Absolutely.
Right? Man, I should have just bought you. No. No.
This you is like great, Bread and Wine sometimes.
Sometimes. No, this is great. And I think you are more of an experiential person, so I think that's better than if I would have bought you a pair of shoes.
Absolutely. Words of affirmation and experiences.
Right.
Yes.
I know your love language.
I got some cards for my kids. That's all I wanted.
Right. Words of affirmation from them. So I'm not sure if this episode is going to be words of affirmation, but it'll be a good conversation.
Yeah.
Not that it's not words of affirmation, but let's see where it goes.
Now I'm nervous.
Let's see where it goes. So the topic today is around unconditional love. Do we have it for, is it possible to even have that for your spouse? And okay, so that's the first part of the question. Is it possible to love your spouse unconditionally? And then the second part of that is, should we love our spouses unconditionally? And
what brought this up for you?
Well, I heard you tell the kids earlier that you love them unconditionally. I mean, they could. I mean, I hope they never do kill someone.
Right.
But even if they did,
I will love them no matter what.
Love them.
Yes.
And it just got me thinking, you know, because you and I have gotten into some fights in the past. And I mean, I say this pretty like, you know, in a silly way, but like sometimes at a point in marriage, you get to the point where you're like, the toothpaste is left out without the top on it. We're going to need to get divorced.
Right.
You know, it's like either him or me are going to have to die. I can't deal with this anymore. So, you know, and of course I say that in a very flip kind of way, but you know, everybody knows like after a certain amount of time in a marriage, things happen, you change, they change. And so I was just wondering how you felt about, is it even possible to love a spouse unconditionally? I know that the way that I feel about my children is different than the way I feel about you. We met after we had 30 years of life.
Right.
And my kids could do anything and I will still love them.
Yeah.
Do we feel that way about each other?
The way that I said that to the kids, I will love you unconditionally no matter what, good, bad, ugly, whatever. I don't know. When you ask me that question, like if you came home with a bloody knife in your hand and said, I killed all of the neighbors next door, would I still love you? I mean, I love you, but you're going to jail, lady.
Yeah.
And it definitely would change my mindset about you. The whole, maybe I don't need to do murder.
I know.
Murder's
we're going
a little far.
Pretty
I'm like
drastic.
Trying to go extreme to be like, okay. But like if you cheated on me like over and over again and actually didn't feel remorse for it or something like that, then no.
Right. I mean, at some point you're just letting somebody abuse you.
Exactly. Right.
I guess that'd be a good one too. Abuse, you know, either mental or physical abuse.
Right.
Like, should you love somebody unconditionally and allow them to treat you that way? Now, if my child was doing that to me, I would get them as much help as possible. And I would not put up with it, but I would still love them unconditionally and help them until the day that I died to not be that way.
Well, since you and I seem to be similar mindset of, you probably can't love your spouse unconditionally. Let's try to think about like, well, why I'm going to try to be the opposite and like, well, why couldn't we do that for, why couldn't we go to therapy and help us get through that? Like if we're unconditional in our marriage and if we went to the altar and we said, you know, forever, what did we say at the altar?
Till death do us part.
Till death. That's pretty harsh. It is. Till death do us part. And good and bad.
Right.
Sickness, health, money, no money.
Yeah.
I forgot all that. Richer, that was a long time. We made up our own vows.
So I think that there might be a difference between the examples that we've given so far, which are like pretty drastic of the murder or, you know, of abuse, that those might be more like of a mental illness or like something that's a little bit more beyond the person's control.
Sure.
Versus maybe they've just changed.
Yeah.
And you don't see, you know, you don't have the same things in common anymore.
That's a good point. Yeah. It's so like there's mental problems. And then there's like, I just gave up.
Like if you got in an accident and you could no longer, you had brain damage and you were in a wheelchair and it couldn't function normally, I would still love you and I would still take care of you.
Sure.
Now, if it were something that...
Cool. Check.
Yeah. Yay. Wait, me too, right?
It's just recording, just so you know.
Back at me, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay,
of course.
Okay. Yes. I don't know if I believe that.
Do you want me to say it for whatever?
Our will.
Recording's sake here.
Okay, so let me give you another scenario because we got into a fight recently.
Okay.
And you were upset because you felt like I wasn't putting enough effort into trying to find a job. Mm-hmm. And that you said that that had made you feel differently towards me, right? So there are things like that that are like, well, I don't really respect the way that you are anymore. Like, you know, so are there... I mean, I guess, is that something that's just like, hey, you've changed. I don't find you attractive anymore. You know?
Hmm. Oh, I hope you didn't feel like that I didn't find you attractive anymore.
well, yeah, of course. You know, it's kind of like, well, hey, I don't respect you anymore. I don't like the way that you are or, you know, okay. So.
Well, I didn't mean for that to come across like that at all. I did not. Not respect you, and I did not think less of you or anything like that. But I see where you're going with the conversation.
If that
persisted over time, where somebody continued to do something that somebody expressed their disinterest in or dislike in, and it just kept going.
Right. I mean, what if I had just said, you know what, I don't really want to find a job.
Yeah.
I don't care about helping out.
Right.
And so, you know, at that point, would it be like, well, I've married her for better or for worse. And I said that in church and in front of our friends and family. And therefore I have to love her unconditionally.
No, I mean, maybe for a period of time where it's like, okay, maybe she's going through something right now. Let me give her some space to figure this out. But then I think the next step after that, if there was no change for however long that made sense, then we could get some like counseling help. And if still no change, then yeah, I mean, the love fades. You know, after 10 years, 20 years of marriage, it's like, you got to work hard to keep the flame going. You got to work hard. You got to put a lot of action into like keeping things fresh and good. So you at least have to hit the bar of like, you know, we're both helping out with the kids. We're both making money, whatever we need to do to contribute this equality thing. So, I don't know. Yeah, I think, I don't think I can, I can say that I'll unconditionally love you no matter what forever.
You can or cannot say that.
I don't think I can.
Right.
No.
I would
in the most romantic sense ever, of course, I would love to say that to you. And maybe now I'm like thinking about our vows at church. It's kind of BS.
I know.
A little bit.
I know.
Because
there are so many things.
I don't
want to
fault any
change.
Of the 50% of America that's gotten divorced because there's lots of things that can happen that change from the first whatever moment you meet and you say I do, whatever, all the way to that. Like, people change. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean you can't work hard to make it. That doesn't mean you can't work hard as a couple and then with a third party to help you get where you need to go. But yeah, I mean, if you put in the effort and the love is gone, I don't know.
Okay, so we've determined that, I mean, and I agree. I don't think I could love anyone unconditionally besides my children.
Yeah.
And
also children deserve that innocence too. Yeah,
you know, your parents, exactly. Because they loved me unconditionally. So I think that there's like that special bond between parent child. That doesn't mean that I liked my parents all the time.
Sure.
Or that I always like my kids. Sometimes I'm super annoyed.
Right.
But I always, always love them. Hmm. And
that's super interesting, though, because we're like choosing to be with each other for the rest of our lives. But we don't provide the same respect that we would of our children or our parents.
Right.
So it's like this middle ground of like not unconditional love. It's interesting.
I wonder if it has anything to do with like our parents know us from the day we're born.
Yeah.
We know our children from the day they're born. Does it have something maybe to do with the fact that we haven't formed our personalities outside of each other? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, we also come from two different families.
At 26. Exactly. We were already who we were.
Yep.
And we are evolving, but it's like, I don't know. Does the foundation have to happen then at the very beginning of one's life? And I also like, so I keep coming back to, should we love each other unconditionally? Or does that just set you up to be in a relationship with someone that maybe a faulty relationship and now you're just stuck in it for forever because you just have to because you've signed a contract?
Right. I feel like life is too short to be miserable.
Yeah.
I mean, if you stay with somebody because you're supposed to, but then you have a miserable 40, 50, 60, whatever years, I don't know. What kind of life is that?
And
because you're like, oh, yeah. I stuck to my word. It's like, right. Yeah, cool. I mean, I sound like I'm disrespecting people who stay in long-term relationships, but
well, no, I think you and I plan to do that. I think we want to.
Yeah, I
want to
be with you until I die. Absolutely.
And we plan on it. But the whole unconditional thing.
Yeah.
I mean, either of us could change so much that we just don't love each other anymore. And I don't think we should hold each other to you have to love me no matter what. If I become like a total like flake and like just lose interest for life and you try and try and
Well, and in the same to you, like if anymore. For some reason in the future, like you're like, I just don't love you anymore or whatever. I don't. And I've tried and, we've tried to bring the flame back and we went to counseling and it's like, I'm just not happy with you. And it's a long period of time, like full permission to say that to me and go, you know, it's okay. Yeah. Like we got one life.
Right.
Like, you know, if you could be happier in a different way, then, you know, good on you. Right?
I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen.
I hope it doesn't happen too. I want to.
This is an interesting conversation because we're basically like, hey, you can break up with me.
Totally.
Yeah, you can break up with me too.
Well, no, I don't want you.
But we don't want to.
I don't think either one of us wants to force the one to stay.
Yeah.
Like, no, you signed that contract. And, you know, like you said, forever.
Like, I mean, I think that contract and committing to each other should stand for something. It should stand for
absolutely.
We are going to try
our damnedest. Our absolutely.
Hardest. Yeah. We're going to try every avenue.
Yes.
But like, yeah, I don't think that loving each other unconditionally is possible.
I don't think it fixes the problems either. It's like, well, no, I love them unconditionally, so it'll be great.
Yeah.
It's like, nope. Whatever, he's still cheating on me or whatever, like, you know, still philandering.
And I'm going to throw this in there too. Like, I don't know if this might actually be more positive than it sounds because I don't think we should love each other. I don't think spouses should.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that opens a relationship up to people taking advantage
absolutely.
Of one another.
Yep. Abuse. Whatever, of verbal, like,
well,
physical,
I don't have to try financial. As hard because they just have to stay with me anyway.
Absolutely. So yeah, it can make you feel trapped.
Why do I even need to, you know, continue to find, like, make myself attractive to that person or try to, I don't know, be equal in the relationship? Or why do I need to try to help take care of the kids and the house they're going to stay with me anyway.
And on the opposite end, I like to use the other one as like, she might leave me. So it like keeps me on my toes all day. Like, right. I'm going to work out today.
Right.
Not because you're going to leave me, but like, I want to look good for you. Or right. I want to be healthy.
Because you're trying.
I want to be vibrant. I'm trying. Yeah. Like, I want to do something interesting. Like, and I find myself, if I'm talking about things that you're bored of over and over again, I'm like, I better try to get some other things to talk to Nicole about because I see you're being bored about it. You know, like
right.
that's a challenge for me. And I'm, you know, it's like, okay, what can you do? So, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. That's why I say, I think it is a pot. Like I started off that sentence by saying, I don't think mm-hmm. that we should love each other unconditionally. And that sounds kind of negative, but I don't mean it in a negative way. I mean it in the most positive way, which is, it helps keep us, like you said, on our toes.
I agree.
And it helps
yeah.
make us keep trying.
And on your toes in a positive way.
Right.
Like, not like, oh, crap, she's going to divorce me. Yeah. But like, work hard, man. Like, working hard is good. Like, right. action.
It's the whole don't know what you got till it's gone.
Absolutely. Like,
the sheer fact that we might lose each other, yeah. I think, makes it more exciting to mm-hmm. try to stay together.
I love that quote. Yeah. I'll probably mess it up, but it's like, marriage is not a noun, it's a verb. You know, it's like, it requires a lot of action, a lot of hard work. And that's right. okay. Like, and as soon as you stop, and as soon as you get too damn comfortable and being like, meh, whatever, you know?
Right.
That's where problems come. You know? If there's a genuine concern and you brush it off, or you're just not, I don't know, stepping up your game.
Yeah. Like I recently watched that series that was on Netflix called The Good Place.
Good Place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talked a lot about that. I like that.
I'll try not to have a spoiler alert, but there's a part of the show where they kind of, like, the whole thing takes place in, like, heaven, and mm-hmm. it's the afterlife. And there's a point at which they kind of realize, like, heaven, like, they can't feel joy anymore because there's no end.
Mm.
I mean, every day is milkshakes and mm-hmm. parties and the best day ever.
Right.
So if there is no sense of that, of losing that ever, and you just have that all the time, no matter what, unconditionally, then no one's actually happy. They're in this like purgatory.
Interesting.
So, you know, I don't know.
Having the ability for a loss, whether that's death
right.
or loss of your marriage, which feels like a death. It brings value to it. So you want to work hard.
What you've got.
Exactly.
Knowing that you can lose it makes you value it more.
I like that.
So, yeah. So I kind of think,
well, I feel like that about anything that I truly love or truly want to, you know, work hard on. My relationships with my kids, my relationship with you, my relationship with my parents, my small business, you know. Got to work hard or they're going to crumble, you know,
right.
and whatever those great things are.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, key takeaway time?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, key takeaway number one, I don't think it's possible to truly love a spouse unconditionally.
Yeah. It's good. I like it. You want to expand upon that? Or is it good?
No, okay, I think cool. I'm good.
All right. Key takeaway number two, I would say, is that's not a bad thing to not think that you have to love them unconditionally too. Realize that having the ability to lose something can actually be something that keeps you on your toes, that makes you want to work harder. And that's a good thing. Because without that ability for a loss, mm-hmm. as you've taught me right now, you're not going to work as hard. So.
Yep. I don't know if I have a third. I feel like that's kind of wraps it all up.
Well, I'll add a third then. I would say that this is a key takeaway number three is a good reminder for me to keep looking at those areas that make this relationship like unbreakable, you know? Like what can we continue to do that would make divorce or saying goodbye to each other just like the worst result because we just love each other so much, or the, I don't know, the partnership we have is just so special. So I think it's a good call for me to work on that in 2023 and keep on seeing what I can do to be a good spouse.
You can't do it alone. We have to both do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. We're both
right.
Are. Yeah.
It's a, what do they say? There's no such thing as a perfect relationship. Just two people who refuse to give up.
There you go.
Right.
Another good one.
So
love it. Yeah.
Cheers to, not loving each other unconditionally.
That's right.
But also not taking each other for granted. Absolutely. Because we know we could lose each other, right?
I love that.
Okay.
Cheers to
Cheers.
That.
Cheers. Happy 2023. And happy 41st birthday.
Thank you, my dear. And thank you for giving me my present. And I hope you all enjoyed the present today. And
hi, Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. We're glad that you guys are joining us and we get some great notes about the show. And if you guys have any topics for us or ideas for us to send to us, you can do that on Instagram at Marriage Kids and Money, or you can send a voicemail at marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail. And we love this. So we'll be here every so often when the mood strikes.
I love it. Instead of every week, every so often.
I'm going to say every so often when the mood strikes, or if it's my birthday. So maybe we'll see you again next year. No, it'll pop up every once in a while.
And yeah.
We'll have some good conversations.
Every time we have a fight, you guys will know.
Yes,
we have to hash
exactly.
it out on
exactly.
an episode.
It helps. It feels like there's a third party in the room.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. We have a great... Great New Year. Cheers.
Cheers. Maybe. Cheers, everyone.